Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldar, and today Mezekes Mod Katan Daf Yud Beis, the second parak Misha Hafach. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, Shmuel said Mekabli Kibos Betoch HaTchum Asur. The rule for entering into a contract to complete a specified project is that if the work is to take place inside the Tchum, it's forbidden to enter the contract with non-Jews if they'll perform it on Shabbos. For a Jew might see them and suspect that they were hired for work on Shabbos. If the work is for outside the Tchum, then it's mutter to enter a contract with non-Jews, even if they'll perform work on Shabbos, for no Jews will see them. But Papa said, even in the case of working outside the Tchum, it's only permitted if there's no other Jewish city within its Tchum. But if there's another Jewish city close to the Tchum, then it is forbidden for the non-Jews to do work on Shabbos. But Mesharshia said, even when there's no Jewish city close by, work is only permissible on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, because people don't go there since it's beyond the Tchum, but on Chol HaMoed. When people come and go, non-Jews are not allowed to work for a Jew. Pointing to Rav Chama Bar Gria said in the name of Rav, Hilchos Mo ki Hilchos Kusim b'halacha. The laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of the Kusim regarding deciding halacha. Although the Kusim often refused to keep mitzvahs that were not explicit in the Torah, when they did observe a mitzvah, they were meticulous in its performance. And the Gemara in Chulin says that if they observed one specific mitzvah, this did not imply that they observed a similar mitzvah. Rav Daniel Bar Katina said in the name of Rav that this means that regarding Chol HaMoed, Lomer Shena Kuros Ve'in Lamedo Zo Mezo. This means that the halachas of Chol HaMoed are like a barren woman, for they cannot be derived from one another. Rashi explains that with a barren woman, the husband only has his wife, but no offspring. Similarly, we cannot say that one kula in the halachas of Chol HaMoed can serve as a basis for another kula. Abai said, we have a tradition, Hilchas Mod ki Hilchas Shabbos, that the laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of Shabbos. Yesh mehen pater abal asur, yesh mehen mutter l'chadchila. For some of them, the person is pater from punishment, but the act is forbidden, and some of them are completely mutter. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Machnisan peroso bifnei ha-ganavim. On Chol HaMoed, a person can bring his fruits into the house because of thieves. The Gemara brings a brisa that taught, Ubilvad sheachnisam betzino etok beiso, provided he brings the fruits into his house in private so that no one will see him and assume that it's generally permitted to do so. The Gemara brings an incident where Rav Yosef had some heavy beams that could not be left outdoors, and he brought them into his house during the day. When Abai asked him how he could do so during the day, Rav Yosef answered that daytime can be considered doing it in private, for if he did it at night, he would need additional men and torches, which would also be noticeable. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Shmuel said, Mekabli kibos betoch hatchum asur. The rule for entering into a contract to complete a specified project is that if the work is to take place inside the tchum, it's forbidden to enter into the contract with non-Jews if they'll perform it on Shabbos, for a Jew might see them and suspect that they were hired to work on Shabbos. Chutz l'tchum mutter. If the work is for outside the tchum, then it is mutter to enter a contract with non-Jews, even if they'll perform work on Shabbos, for no Jews will see them, Rav Papa said. Even in the case of working outside the tchum, it's only permitted if there's no other Jewish city within its tchum. But if there is another Jewish city close to the tchum, then it is forbidden for the non-Jews to do work on Shabbos. Rav Mesharshia said, even when there's no Jewish city close by, work is only permissible on Shabbos and Yom Tovim because people do not go there since it's beyond the tchum. But on Chol HaMoed, when people come and go, non-Jews are not allowed to work for a Jew. Pointing to Rav Chama Bar Gurya said in the name of Rav, Hilchas Mod ki Hilchas Kusim b'halacha. The laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of the Kusim regarding deciding halacha. Although the Kusim often refused to keep mitzvahs that were not explicit in the Torah, when they did observe a mitzvah, they were very meticulous in its performance. And the Gemara in Chulin says that if they observed one specific mitzvah, this did not imply that they observed a similar mitzvah. Rav Daniel Bar Katina said in the name of Rav that this means that regarding Chol HaMoed, Lomer Shehna Kuros Ve'en Lamedo Zo Mezo. This means to say that the halachas of a Chol HaMoed are like a barren woman, for they cannot be derived from one another. Thus she explains that with a barren woman, the husband only has his wife, but no offspring. Similarly, we cannot say that one kula in the halachas of Chol HaMoed can serve as a basis for another kula. Abai said, we have a tradition, Hilchas Mod ki Hilchas Shabbos, that the laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of Shabbos. Yesh mehen pater aval aser, v'yesh mehen mutter l'chadchila. For some of them, the person is pater from punishment, but the act is forbidden, and some of them are completely mutter. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Machnisan peroso mipnei ha-ganavim. On Chol HaMoed, a person can bring his fruits into the house because of thieves. The Gemara brings a brisa that taught, Ubilvad sheachnisam betzino etok beiso, provided he brings the fruits into his house in private so that no one will see him and assume that it's generally permitted to do so. The Gemara brings an incident where Rav Yosef had some heavy beams that could not be left outdoors, and he brought them into his house during the day. When Abai asked him how he could do so during the day, Rav Yosef answered that daytime can be considered doing it in private, for if he did it at night, he would need additional men and torches, which would also be noticeable. All right, so now we go to the siman for Daf Yud Beis, and our standard siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin, who kept some halachas and not others hanging around on Chol HaMoed. So they shoved his heavy beams into the house because he was a known thief. Once again in slow motion. The 12 brothers, that must be one duff, Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Mekabli kibos betocha Tchum aser. The rule for entering into a contract to complete a specified project is that if the work is to take place inside the Tchum, it's forbidden to enter the contract with non-Jews if they'll perform it on Shabbos, for a Jew might see them and suspect that they were hired for work on Shabbos. Chutz l'Tchum mutter, if the work is for outside the Tchum, then it's mutter to enter contact with non-Jews even if they'll perform work on Shabbos, for no Jews will see them. But the Gemara brings additional qualifications for even work done outside the Tchum. So the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin, who kept some halachas and not others, hanging around on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Rav Chama Bar Guria said in the name of Rav, Hilchus Mod ki Hilchus Kusim b'halacha. The laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of the Kusim regarding deciding halacha. That just like the Kusim, if they observed one specific mitzvah, it didn't apply they observed a similar mitzvah. So too regarding Chol HaMoed, we cannot say that one kula in the halachas for Chol HaMoed can serve as a basis for another kula. Abai said, we have a tradition, Hilchus Mod Kilchus Shabbos, that the laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of Shabbos. Yesh mehen pater abo aser, yesh mehen mutter lechatchila. For some of them, the person is pater from punishment, but the act is forbidden, and some of them are completely mutter. So the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin who kept some halachas and not others hanging around on Chol HaMoed. So they schlepped their heavy beams into the house because he was a known thief. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amachnis ad peirosav mifnei al-ganavim. On Chol HaMoed, a person can bring his fruits into the house because of thieves. The Gemara brings a braisa that taught, Ubavad shiachnisim betzino tok beiso, provided he brings the fruits into his house in private so that no one will see him and assume that is generally permitted to do so. Rav Yosef had some heavy beams that could not be left outdoors, and he brought them into his house during the day. He explained that daytime can be considered doing it in private, for if he did it at night, he would need additional men and torches, which would also be noticeable. So once again, the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin who kept some halachas and not others hanging around on Chol HaMoed. So they schlepped their heavy beams into the house because he was a known thief. All right, now it's time for a four block back Chazara. Daf Ches. So the Simur Daf Ches is challah. So here goes. The Chol HaMoed challah delivery truck challah. That must be on Daf Ches. The Chol HaMoed challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, which reminds us of the next Mishnah states where Mer said that a person may gather the bones of his father and mother and bury them in an ancestral pond in Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha for him. Rashi explains that he's happy that they're buried next to their ancestors and it's not distressing for him. Rabbi Yossi said, Evel Hilo, it's a source of mourning for him and therefore it's prohibited. Even though a person should mourn the entire day when he reinterns the bones, Abai explains that Rabbi Meir means that the simcha of the regel is upon him. Since he's very involved in the simcha of the chag, the reinterment doesn't bother him. So the Chol HaMoed challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Ein chofin kuchin ukvaros b'mod. We may not dig burial alcoves or graves during Chol HaMoed of machanchin as a kuchin b'mod, but we may adjust burial alcoves during Chol HaMoed, which means that we may shorten them. And a braisa teaches that we may also lengthen and widen them, even though it involves more tircha. So the Chol HaMoed delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin, since they had so much extra challah from the chassan's canceled order who just found out he couldn't get married on Chol HaMoed. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein nosin nashim b'moed, or besulas v'almanos, or miyabim. We may not marry women in Chol HaMoed, neither virgins or widows, nor may we perform yibum mifnei shesimchilo, because doing one of these things is a simcha form. And the Gemara brings four reasons why it's a problem to have this additional simcha on the chag. Daf Tes, so the simmer daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The ladies enjoying two separate 7-day tea parties. Tea? That must mean we're on daf Tes, teapot. The ladies enjoying two separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, which reminds us that the source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, we do not mix one simcha with another simcha, comes from a pasuk regarding Shlomo's celebration of the dedication of the base of Mikdash. Shivas Yamim v'Shivas Yamim Arvas Yom, for 7 days, and for 7 more days, 14 days. They celebrate for 7 days before Sukkahs, and then celebrate for 7 days during Sukkahs, for a total of 14 days. The proof is from the redundancy of saying that they celebrate for 14 days, when it had just stated that they had celebrated for 7 days and 7 more days. Shema mina, hani l'chud v'hani l'chud. We can learn from this that the 7 days of celebrating the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash are on their own, and the 7 days of Sukkot are on their own, meaning that the Simchas were not mixed. So the lady's enjoying two separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas. We're aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur when the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, which reminds us that the year of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael did not keep Yom Kippur. They made the following Kal Vachomer. If by the dedication of the Mishkan, whose Kedusha is not everlasting, and we're dealing with the individual Karbanis of the Nesim, yet it was Docha Shabbos, which is in Isser Skila, then all the more so by the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, whose Kedusha is everlasting, and the Karbanis of the Tzibur, and in Yom Kippur, the onus is only Karis, that the celebration should override Yom Kippur. So the ladies enjoying two separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur when the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated. And another one was told her grandson shouldn't leave learning if someone else can pour the tea. Which reminds the Gemara resolves a seeming contradiction between two psukim regarding the issue of whether mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah by explaining, Kan b'mitzvah she'efshel asosel yidei acherim, that here in the pasuk that mitzvahs do not compare to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah that can be performed by others. Therefore, one who's learning should let someone else do the mitzvah. Kan b'mitzvah she'efshel asosel yidei acherim, whereas here, in the pasuk that implies the mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah which cannot be done by others. Therefore, a person learning should stop learning and perform the mitzvah. Daf Yud. So the Simur Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us the Mishnah stated Hedyo Tov for Kedarcho. A layman may sew in his usual way during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara in our daf has what's considered a layman, and the Yeshiva Rebbe Yana answered, whoever's unable to skillfully pull a needle of stitches through the fabric at the same time. But Yossi Bar Chanina said, whoever cannot form a straight hem on the bottom of his garment. So the minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed had time to go out to the field to collect some large twigs for the Shul's Chol HaMoed bonfire. Which reminds us, if one only takes large twigs and leaves the small ones when clearing a field, then it appears his intentions for gathering wood to fuel a fire, which is permitted on Chol HaMoed. But if he takes both the large and small twigs, then it appears that his intention is to clear the field so that he can plant, which is forbidden. So the minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sowed on Chol HaMoed had time to go out to the field to collect some large twigs for the Shul's Chol HaMoed bonfire, because their shops were closed over the Chag for merchandising. Which reminds us, Rav said in his 8th ruling, any amount of merchandising in Chol HaMoed is prohibited. Rav Yossi Bar Avin said, but in the case of a loss, it is permitted. Rashi explains that if the person will have a loss if he does not sell it on Chol HaMoed, but where a loss is not prevented by selling it specifically on Chol HaMoed, it is forbidden. Daf Yudov. So the Simur Daf Yudov is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The handyman from 5-star layman repairs 5-star stars. That must be more Daf Yudov. The handyman from 5-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us in the next Mishnah states, Osi makal gagol merpeses maize hedyot avol maize umen. We may make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the work of a layman, but not the work of a craftsman. The Gemara asks, what is considered maize hedyot? And Rav Yosef says, behutz v'dafne, with palm branches and laurel branches. A braisa tata can be done by piling stones on top of one another and not cementing them with mortar. So the handyman from 5-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, which reminds us there was a contradiction between our Mishnah, which said repairs can be done on Chol HaMoed, provided they weren't intended to be done then, and a Mishnah of Maaseh Sheni that said until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the hammer would bang in Yerushalayim, which implies that only until his days working with tools was permitted, but afterwards it became prohibited. Three answers are given, one of them being our Mishnah is dealing with large saws, which produce no noise, whereas the other Mishnah is dealing with axes, which make noise. So, the handyman from 5-star layman repairs, who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed, and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, got a call to help a distressed man who had just turned over his olives to press them when he suddenly became an avol. Which reminds the Gemara notes that the opening mission of the second parak began with a case of mourning and concluded with what to do in the case of Chol HaMoed. It never came back to what should be done in the Velas. Rav Shishi Breda Rav Edi said that this tells us that things are permitted during Chol HaMoed are forbidden to do during a Velas. Rav Ashi disagrees and says the Mishnah is presenting the halachos in the form of a loma boy. It's not necessary to state that the malacha is permitted during a Velas in the case of financial loss, since the prohibition not to do malacha is only the rabbanon. But even during Chol HaMoed, when the prohibition against malacha is a deraisa, but Malkum Seda, Sharu Rabbanon, in the place of financial loss, the rabbis permitted the malacha. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf do we have in Malchukas whether the halakhas of Avelos are more chamor than the halakhas of Chol HaMoed or not? That's on daf Yadav. Good. Number two, which step did we learn that the Jews made a Kal Vachomer to learn that they did not have to observe Yom Kippur during the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash? That's on Daf. Test. Good. Number three, which Daf do we have Malchus Ramir and the Kohen whether a Kohen can examine the Goyim on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Zion. Good. Number four, which Daf do we learn a Hediot is permitted to sew on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number five, which daf do we malchus whether one can gather bones for reinterment on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn the Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol only prohibited tools that make noise on Chol HaMoed, not a large silent saw? That's on Daf. Yudav. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that the laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of Kusim? You cannot derive one from the other. That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf are four reasons given as to why we do not get married on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn that one is not allowed to enter a contract with a non-Jew to perform specified work within the tchum if he's going to work on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number ten, which daf do we learn that we can discern that one is collecting wood for a fire when he's only collecting the large twigs, not the small twigs as well? That's on Daf. Yud. Great. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn why we place the ashes on the Nasi and the Av Beis Din first? That's on Daf. Tezvav and Tainus. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the Refuah before the Makkah? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel and Megillah. Good. And number three, which daf do we learn that the three Svarim open on Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf. Tezayin and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.